Business. Air transport. Flight risk. Most airlines are running on empty.
No industry has been more battered by COVID-19 than air transport, with people wary of confined spaces and country after country imposing travel bans. Passenger numbers have nosedived, and with them, airline revenues. The estimate of $113 billion in lost sales, which the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, made on March 5th, already looks rosy. The trade body says that the world's carriers may need $200 billion in state aid to stay aloft. Plenty were stalling before the pandemic. Of the 120 airline companies ranked by IATA, only around 30 made money in 2017 and 2018. Last year, the biggest half dozen in Europe earned the bulk of the $7 billion in profits there, calculates Citigroup, a bank. Many firms had borrowed heavily to buy planes which the virus has grounded. The 90-odd that are in the red have on average 6 times as much net debt, adjusted for aircraft leases, as EBITDA, a measure of airline profits. In January, the typical carrier had enough cash to cover between 50% and 80% of short-term liabilities and about 2 months of revenues, IATA says. 3/4 could not cover costs beyond 3 months, if that. Big companies have secured generous credit lines from banks. IAG, which owns British Airways, can tap 1.9 billion euros, that's $2.1 billion in revolving credit. EasyJet, a British low-cost carrier, has $500 million available. Most firms, especially in Europe and Asia, nevertheless have no choice but to cut flights and sack staff. Cancellations in America are a bit less savage, while planes are still permitted to crisscross its airspace. Southwest has cut just 1 in 5 flights. If revenues fall by 35% in 2020, Delta, Southwest and United should end the year with adequate liquidity, says JP Morgan Chase, another bank, as long as demand begins to bounce back. China offers hope that it might. The first to be infected, its airlines are lifting off again. In mid-February, capacity was down by 71% compared with a year ago, says OAG, a data firm. In the first week of March, it was 43% lower as people returned to the skies lured by cheap fares. Combined with government handouts to carriers, which are mostly state-owned, this may tide them over. Airline bosses elsewhere are banking on similar luck and largesse.